Hey, everybody.
Ah.
It's the Jason and Tony,
in case you missed it,
podcast. If you missed it this morning, we had several conversations. One of those was about my pigs, and it turned into pig castration. I swear.
Let's hear it, Jason. You're raising hogs. You got three pigs, man. Three little pigs.
They're going to answer the first time I say pig, Mike. I ain't going to have a bunch of these non-listening pigs. They're going to do what I tell them the first time, Mike.
Yeah, wait till you get them down and wring their nose, keep them from rooting. And
something
about castrating them. What you do, they've got these round metal clips.
Yeah.
You just put around them, clamp down, and they'll squeal like a pig.
Because they are pigs, Mike. They squeal like a pig because they're pigs.
Well, they will when you...
Well, I know they will because they're pigs.
Ring the front of their nose.
You can't say they squeal like a pig if they are a pig. They just squeal there.
They'll never meow like a cat when you do that.
You never hear of it. Well, that pig meowed like a cat. It barked like a dog when I put that band on it.
Yep. Once you put that band on and them things fall off, they make a different squeal.
Yeah.
Real high pig.
Yeah.
We got another call, Mike.
All right. See you guys.
Dear God. Hello, Kix Country.
How did you know I was calling people in California?
Well, I just threw California out because I just don't imagine there's a lot of pig slaughtering going on in San Diego.
I was talking to people in Anaheim, but you know, close enough.
Well, you learn about pig castration on morning shows
See, you're a little bit smarter than them now.
I was talking to them. They're all working the Star Wars Land construction, and they don't have anything to do right now. And I called them. I was like, go on Facebook, listen to the radio at least. I have no idea if they get reception in there to listen.
Yeah,
but you may have some listeners.
Well, hello Anaheim, and yes, we're talking about castrating pigs on the radio.
You're pretty nuts, ain't it?
Anyway, have a good day.
Thanks,
guys.
You too.
Bye.
Hello, Kix Country.
I can't believe y'all talking about castration on Valentine's Day.
I just didn't think about that. That's just the way the ball bounces.
Would you give up your iPhone or go to jail for your dream home?
Heck no.
This survey, 48% would give up Chipotle for their dream home. Really? Only 48%?
Chipotle ain't that good.
I'd gladly give up Chipotle for a dream home.
No kidding.
Give up Instagram forever? Only 47% said, less than half said that they would for their dream home. This is your dream home.
If you're that addicted to Instagram, seek help.
Would you listen to Cotton Eye Joe for a week straight?
Heck yeah.
42% said they would. Oh, I wouldn't have any problem with that. So far, in the first three, I've got my dream home.
Yeah.
Give up brunch forever? Yeah. No problem.
What, that snack at 10:30? Isn't it, is that what they're calling brunch?
I'll explain brunch later. You would give it up. Give up your iPhone forever. 29% of people said they would. I think you probably would.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess I would, but I'd have to get the nice Samsung after that. I mean, I'd have to get the nice one.
Right.
I couldn't go.
Well, say I have a flip phone.
I know. So you'd give up that. Go to jail for a week. Just 1 week.
And you
for
get your dream home?
I'd do that.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. 25% of people said that they would.
Well, look at all our old running buddies that are there right now.
And they ain't ever going to get their dream home. Had some alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Always keep learning.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of Valentine's Day and a dark secret of the dark life of Cupid, who, sadly and ironically, was from right here. He was born John Wayne Manson Cupid. As a child, people knew he was evil. Dead goldfish, hamsters, beat up Girl Scouts and took their cookies. Later, he grew up to be a bow and arrow mercenary for hire. Cupid killed more people than syphilis and smallpox combined. Cupid despised love or affection, so many times he targeted people in committed relationships. John Wayne Manson Cupid was one dark and twisted soul, but that came to an end one February night when he lost his life to mesothelioma. It's sad to see a life so filled with hatred, but look how we've changed the name of Cupid into love. Isn't it just swell? I'm so glad this area is full of compassion and forgiveness and rich history. This is the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Grandpa stopped by with some Valentine's Day advice from the elderly.
And now, Valentine's Day tips from the elderly.
I've never seen that Cupid fella. But if he's sneaking around the retirement home with that bow and arrow, he should know a lot of people around here have firearms.
This has been Valentine's Day Tips from the Elderly.
Had the best country lyric never written.
Here it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your love is a hot fudge brownie with a scoop of ice cream, butterscotch syrup with pecans on top of a waffle cone filled with crunchy peanut butter.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Of course, today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Focus citrus. Focus citrus is what it takes for oranges to concentrate. Focus citrus.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. This one's great. There was a hair salon in New Jersey caught fire this past Sunday, and within minutes, it was just an inferno.
Oh.
And somebody got video of it. The and one half of the building was completely engulfed, including a set of stairs in the back. The fact that the stairs were on fire was a big deal because two people who lived in the apartment upstairs were trapped with no way out.
Oh, they're home up there.
But they were extremely blessed. A man named Jim Cox, he owns his own contracting company, just happened to be driving by. And here's what he has to say.
I realized right away that you had 4 or 5 minutes to really get out the way it was spread. I pulled the ladder off the truck. I brought it over, extended it, leaned it up against the walls, below the window as high as I could so they could get out easily. I got behind and held it. Well, my daughter held it from the front, and they were good at getting out. They were ready. They were scared to death, actually. They were shocked, scared. And the one guy came out with no shoes on, no socks. So I had a pair of socks and another sweatshirt in the truck, which I gave him. I didn't do it for attention, obviously. I just, that's why I left, too, because it started getting too crowded. I thank God that the Lord put me here at the right time, right place.
Amen.
Somebody needs help. That's all I have.
So amen.
Got to do what you got to do to help people these days. This would have been tragic if I didn't stop.
Man, cool dude. I love that guy.
Dang, thank God for putting him there.
Yeah, he's thankful to God that he was able to help, and that's the way we should all be.
Wow.
Man, I love that.
Him and his daughter both.
And he left. The local news got there, and he had already gone. They had to go hunt for him. He didn't even want to be on the news, but they found him anyway.
What a man.
Jim Cox and your daughter for helping, too. Y'all are real good. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to
In Case You Missed It.